Welcome back to Beyond Unstoppable Podcast. My name is Noelia Olvera. This is episode number 12, and I'm so happy to be here after such a long time of not recording an episode. I believe since January 15, to be exact, that was my last episode. And of course, you know, starting the new year, I had so many ideas and so many different things I wanted to bring into this podcast, but life has an interesting way of sending you signals to settle down, to take it step by step. And sometimes you don't understand it. But overall, I'm so happy that I took this time off to really heal, to rest, to nourish my body, and to just do what feels good for me. For the last few months, I haven't been feeling so well. If you have listened to episode number 2, I was diagnosed with lupus when I was about 14, 15 years old. And I always say that because I really don't remember what age, but it was around that age. And well, the point is that I have been feeling a lot more of the symptoms. I was in remission for about a year and a half, and the symptoms are coming back. And actually now, we're now in May and I have been feeling a lot better. I had to get back to my medication after, you know, like I mentioned, just being in remission and all of that. So it has been a process. Aside from that, I had surgery back in February to remove an ovarian cyst that I had in my right ovary. So it's just been all over the place. So that's exactly what I mean. I'm just so happy that I had all these months to fully invest in myself and my healing. And I'm so glad that I did, because my podcast, for me, this space is to give you my best every single time. And I really didn't feel like I was on my best. I didn't feel that it was the right time. I didn't feel like it was the time for me to just push myself to do it. You know, there was one time where I said, you know what, I really need to record an episode, because sometimes, and speaking for myself, I have a way of like, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this, right? And I just keep moving. But I wasn't allowing myself to take the time. And I remember recording an episode and I just felt like shit. I had a headache. I was feeling sick. I was feeling nauseous. And I remember listening back to it and I'm like, no, there's just no way I'm putting this out, because that's just not who I am. And I always want to bring you good energy and good vibes. So that was the reason why. For me, it was a little tough having to get back on my medication and having to go back to feeling the same way that I felt when I was diagnosed with lupus. So I'm 25 years old now, and it has been a while that I didn't feel like this. And for me, it was just really hard. You know, I kind of fell in denial when I went to my rheumatology appointment and the doctor simply said, you know what, you have to get back on your medication. And seeing the butterfly rash on my face and just having the symptoms and feeling nauseous and having joint pain and having headaches, for me was a lot to take in. But I have this amazing faith that things will get better by the minute. And thank God I've been on my medication and I am feeling much better than I was back in March and April. I really went through a tough phase, and it was just every single day it was pain, it was feeling nauseous, it was headaches, crying, because I didn't know exactly how I was gonna feel. I felt good on Monday, then Tuesday I would feel sick, and then Wednesday good, and then Thursday and Friday sick. So I really didn't know. I had forgot how bad it can get, and I was just thinking, wow, it's so crazy to feel like this again. It's so crazy to have to adjust to having the symptoms and feeling sick all the time and not knowing how your day is gonna go, because you can wake up super good and a good energy. And then it was crazy because by 2 or 3 p.m. it was when it would hit me. It would hit my body and I would just go sick mode. And for me, that was really tough to go from, yay, go, you know, being in remission, super confident and happy and not having any pain, to now having to feel the pain and feel the symptoms and just not knowing how my day was gonna go, not knowing how I was gonna feel. So for sure, it was super, super tough. I have learned how to be okay with it and accept that. Though there's just so many things that have happened. And for me, it's always just seeing the bright side of things. For me, this is just a very humbling experience. I remember not too long ago, a few days ago, I listened back to episode number 2, and I just heard myself speaking with so much confidence and feeling great and just talking about how proud I was to be in remission and don't honor your illness and all these things. And now I think to myself, and it's like, I'm like, wow, that's insane that I felt that good. And I think now, speaking for myself, there's a lot that goes in with having lupus, because it can be up and then it can go down. And it's just kind of like a roller coaster. And you really don't know when it's gonna go downhill. You just don't know, right? So I'm so grateful that I was in remission for that long. But I guess just being more mindful that other people are going through it. And now that I'm going through it, that's why it has humbled me so much, because there were so many people out there going through this and battling with feeling great. And if you're familiar with lupus, or you know someone that has lupus, you don't look sick. And I'm sure maybe you've heard this before, but you don't. I can feel pain right now. I can have a headache, and my feet and my hands and everything is hurting, and I look totally fine. But for me, this has really brought me to open up to my family, especially to my mom and my fiance, more than before, letting them know, hey, I don't feel well, I don't feel good. And just really being open about how I truly feel, being true to myself, being loyal to my feelings and my emotions. So I think out of everything that has been great, you know, having to open up about that and not feeling shameful and not feeling guilty because I don't feel well. So yeah, I really just wanted to make this episode to let you know what's going on and to keep you in the loop of why I have been so MIA in my social media and recording an episode and just keeping up with the podcast. And it was devastating to not do what I love, right? And this is what I love to do. I love to be here. I love to create this space for you so you can listen to me and just bring you the raw and filtered stories that can help you and that you can relate to. And that was really hard for me, to the point where I really thought that it was just better for me to just give up. It was just better for me to stop recording episodes. It was just better for me to just give up on everything that I wanted to do, because there was so much of the unknown that it had scared me. And I was starting to have doubts and fear and feeling very, I guess, insecure with my own self, with my health, and I didn't know how I was going to feel the next day. But now, since I've been feeling better, I see it as, you know what, I feel great today. I'm recording an episode. I'm so happy that I'm doing it, and I'm just going to take advantage of the day. I'm going to take advantage of how I'm feeling. If tomorrow I don't feel well, then I will handle that tomorrow. But just taking advantage of the good days, right? And that could be a lesson for everyone. Take advantage of today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is never promised and yesterday is gone. Take advantage of the present, of the now. And if you feel like doing it, just do it. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Just do what you can today and know that whatever you do, that's doing your best. And I feel that having that shift in my perspective in things is what really brought me here today to record this episode, to be engaged with this platform that really fulfills my heart. So I know it's really hard when there's a pandemic going on and there's so many people going through rough times in their lives. But just know that if you have the faith, if you have that faith and hope that everything will get better, it will. I didn't think things were gonna get better for me. I didn't know. I fell into depression for like a month or so, where I just didn't know who I was. I was losing conscious of who I was, of what I wanted to do with my life, of what I wanted to create. I didn't have any ideas. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to show up as my best self. And I feel that sometimes we want to rush through that process and we want to rush through it and we want to tell our mind, no, you can't be negative. You can't do this and you can't do that. You have to be positive all the time. And I think that it's very exhausting to always try to be positive all the time. I think that's why it's so important to take it step by step and to just let your body heal, let your mind heal, and just let that process happen and flow naturally, right? Because when you force things, it's when it gets even more exhausting than it should be. So my advice to you today and the whole purpose of this is for you to let yourself be, let yourself flow. And I promise you, if you have faith and whatever you believe in, whether it's God, it's angels, whatever you believe in, if you have that faith in something bigger than you, things will get better. I promise you. I know you might, if you're going through a rough time, you're like, yeah, right. I promise you. If you shift your perspective on things, they will get better. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting. I really hope that you're having an amazing day, that you're taking care of yourself, and that you're flowing through life and that you're allowing yourself to be yourself. Thank you so much once again, and I will talk to you on my next episode.